Six American jet skiers are back on American soil after spending 5 days in detention in Lavrentia, Russia. The group crossed the Bering Strait without proper documentation while filming for the reality show Dangerous Waters. KNOM's Lorelai Kanin has more.
After a six-hour trip across the Bering Strait, the six American jet skiers that were detained in Russia for 5 days were this afternoon in Teller and planned to make their way to Nome. The six Americans were filming for a reality show called Dangerous Waters and jet skied from Seattle to Wales and made their way across the Bering Strait to Lavrentia, Russia. And when they got there, they were met by a tank. The crew did not have valid travel documents to spend time in Russia. The crew had visas, but visas only allow travelers to arrive in a city commercially by airplane or cruise ship. They lacked permission to arrive and spend time in Chukotka and were held in a gymnasium for 4 nights until yesterday. A U.S. Customs official says it typically takes a year of planning and communication in order to properly travel to the western edge of the Bering Strait. And in their return to the U.S., the Port of Nome is classified as a port of entry. Wales is not. A customs official is needed for them to be cleared. Wales Mayor Frank Crissy says the jet skiers made it to Wales late last night, and their lack of planning had Mayor Crissy acting as somewhat of a border guard.
The people themselves, although they are Americans, must go through the proper channels to enter the country again. Right now, they would probably be classified as illegal aliens.
Mayor Crissy says this isn't the first time a group of adventurers did not have the proper authorization to head to Russia and back to the U.S. Wales is 110 miles closer to the west side of the Bering Strait than Nome, and Crissy says his city administration finds them acting in roles outside their jurisdiction.
In the future, they're going to have to do something about the customs. It's going to have to either be a field office out here or something is going to have to be done because some people are not departing from Nome to go to Russia. They're coming here. We do not know who they are or what their purpose is. And before we know it, they're over and across there. And all of a sudden, it blows up in our faces.
The Dangerous Waters crew had planned on jet skiing and filming all the way to Vietnam. Being told to leave Russia, the crew now plans to travel the Northwest Passage, perhaps to Greenland and Iceland. Reporting in Nome, I'm Lorelai Kinnean.